And joining me right now, it's not the end of the world for him. It's just starting.
Yeah.
In the world. But today, at between 4:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon, if you're in the Southern California area, and maybe you can stream it wherever you are, a major feature on Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, completing his second annual hydro bike ride a couple of weeks ago. And they are really behind it all the way. Matt Thomas is with me right now.
All right.
What's going on with that, Matt? Tell us about it.
It's going to be good, man. I competed 9 hours, shaved 2 hours off. It was good. It was good. It's just another step for the blessings that are coming. It's going to be fabulous, you know, because got to do everything you can. Put your mind to it. You got to do it. You know, you can't just beat around the bush, do this, do that, but you got to move forward with it. So here it is, Channel 7. Last year was Channel 4, and now it's Channel 7. Hopefully next year it'll be all of them.
Yeah, and it's between 4 and 4:30 today, so it's KABC, the Channel 7 News. And a big feature on Matt's hydro bike ride. I know a lot of the people listening right now were greeting you at the finish line.
Yes, that was a great. That was my inspiration to finish too.
Yeah, you had to. And then you got a salute from the Orange County Sheriff's Harbor Patrol dock, where they saluted you by spraying you with water from their massive hoses.
Hey, because I went by their dock and I didn't see anyone there, and then I was like, oh, because the captain Mark called them and said that, you know, and then I was like, oh no, they're not gonna do it. And then I looked forward and they were up there shooting the water. And then the same guy that was, I was down on my hydro bike again the other day up by the sheriff's, and the same guy was shooting water out again. I was all right.
Yeah, to date, 4 to 4:30 in the afternoon, Matthew Thomas straight out of a coma. And a lot of you listeners who showed up to greet Matt at the Bahia Corinthian Yacht Club will be in that little piece, I'm sure. And then Matt, obviously, is going to be interviewed. Just an incredible feat. And if you guys have never seen a hydro bike, that's the other thing, Matt. A lot of people have never even seen a hydro bike. They'll
really
be able to see it on the piece, which it's
incredible. Yes, yes, it's going to be seen. He put a, what are those things called again, the drones?
Yeah, he had a drone shooting you.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to it because I'm used to them when I'm pedaling. People have drones always flying above me, and I just don't really look at them. And he was like, oh, you didn't even look up. I was like, oh, because I didn't know it was Channel 7 drone.
And explain what a hydro bike is for somebody who hasn't ever ridden
it
one or seen one.
It has two yellow hydros on the side, with a metal crossbar that connects the hydros that holds them straight up. And then you put a bike frame on top, bolt that down. You can build them with your hands and an Allen wrench. And then you put the drivetrain down, and then you start pedaling.
It's just like riding a bicycle, right?
Yeah, it's just, but you're on the water. I mean, there's a little more torque than a bicycle, obviously, because you're pedaling water.
When you did it, it took you 9 hours to go from Avalon, straight out of Avalon on Catalina Island, to Newport Beach, California. You know, when you're on that bike seat, it's like a regular bike seat, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to get padding this year because last year I had a couple of sores on the bung. Not the bungholio, but the bung.
I was just going to say, your butt has to be just incredibly sore after.
No, I mean, well, because I got the bike paddings from the bike shop down here. The bike shop down here, Kelly and Sky, yeah, and they And it was just great because, I felt it, but it wasn't like it was last year. I wasn't screaming.
Yeah, last year you were bleeding even, as I recall.
Yes, man, but it wasn't that time of the month.
All right, I cannot wait to see it, Matt, on the Channel 7 News.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to watch it at 11 o'clock. I'm going to have my TV on. All day long, Channel 7, in case they slip it in without me looking.
Not 11 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
No, no, no. I'm just going to be watching different, you know, just to make sure they don't slip it in. But the guy at Channel 7 told me 4 to 4:30 it'll be on.
Yeah, and that's Tony, who's one of their senior reporters.
Yeah. Tony Cabrero or Cabrera?
Cabrera, I think. Yeah, he's been around for a long time. All right, do you have an instant request? Our musical theme of the day.
Have you done Pet Shop Boys West End World?
Nope, I haven't. I can play that
one for
you.
Okay, yeah, hit it up.
All right.
West End Girl. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, let's see if I can throw that on for you right now. I think Ross from HB also requested that. West End Girls. Or West End Boys, right?
West End, yeah. They say both of them. Yeah. But thank you all listeners out there for showing up. Thanks for all that. That was another encouragement. And just seeing you guys up there at the Bahia Corinthian Yacht Club was pretty dope.
All right. You are listening to the Poor Man's Morning Rush on your low-power blowtorch, blasting its way from the home of Matthew Thomas on the Balboa Bay to the world. And here is your song on Poor Man's Morning Rush. Pet Shop Boys with End, our musical theme of the day. Here it is.